Hey, good morning, everybody. Here we are, Parshas Bo. Sorry, I mixed, put a title here. I realized after I printed out the paper that I forgot the title. So, we're going to take a little look today at a little detail to do with the mitzvah of tefillin. So, at the end of this week's Parsha, we find twice mentioned the mitzvah of tefillin. It's looking here on the sheet. One pasuk, and later on, one very last pasuk of the parasha, so this week's parasha, towards the end of the parasha, we find two parashas out of the four parashas of Tefillin. That's what we have in Tefillin, these four parashas: Kaddish, Vayikir V'Yachol, Shema, Ahoy, and Shemaya. So the parasha that starts with Kaddish, Kaddish Nikol B'Chor, and Vayikir V'Yachol, Shema, Yikrecha, and Ahoy. Those two parashas are to be found at the end of this week's parasha. And then later on in the Torah we have the other two parashas, Shema, which is in Parsha Vayetchan, and Vayetchan Shemaya, which is in Parsha Ekev. So let's take a little look today. We've probably all heard of the concept of tefillin of Rashi and tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Probably seen that there's some people who have a minhag to put on two pairs of tefillin, one in the accordance with Rashi's opinion, one in the accordance with Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. So I'd just like to go through this in a little bit and explain the background, what is the difference between them, what is the machlokes, where are they coming from, what's it all about. So, we start with the Gemara in the Machlokes, which is where the sugyas of tefillin are. Tanu Rabba, the Bible says as follows: Ketzad Sidro. Now let's look, for example, at the Sharosh. You know, in the Sharosh we've got four sections, and there's four parashas in the four sections. Now, in what order are these parashiyot to be placed? Ketzad Sidro. And randomly, have you fancy, in what order do they go? Ketzad Sidro. What's the order? So, the Bryce of Puzzles has followed. There's these two, Kaddish Li, Vayikir V'Yachol, which are from this week's parasha. Those two are me and me. Shema, Vayim, Shemaya, Mitzvot. There's the other two, Shema, Vayim, Shemaya, which are on the left. Let's talk about Shalrosh for a moment. Let's talk for the moment about Shalrosh. No, the same four parashiyot. The difference. Well, let's just explain for a second, it's not clear. The classic, the main difference between the Shalrosh and the Shalyah is that of the Shalrosh, the four parashiyot are in four separate sections. They're written on four separate pieces of cloth, and they're in four separate sections. We'll look at the outside of that, and in Shalrosh we'll see these four sort of haritzim, these four indentations, which are actually the outside symbol, where we can see that there's actually four sections there. Actually, they're four completely separate sections. If you would see the filling when they're being made, they would be sort of separated from each other like that. They're just pressed together with tremendous pressure. And that's why they don't separate, but they're actually four separate. At the bottom, they join, but they're four completely separate compartments. It used to sometimes happen with older filling, before they had the types of machinery and the types of leather that we use nowadays, but with the older types of tefillin, it used to sometimes happen that old tefillin, they began to separate like that after time. They began to separate like that, which can be a tzur eventually, because the halacha is the tefillin has to be square. So obviously if they start going like that, eventually they're not square. Okay, so that in the Shalrosh. In the Shalyah, there's also the exact same four parashiyot, but the difference is that they're written on one long piece of cloth. It's just rolled up and it's in one section. There's no four sections in the Shalyah. If you look at the outside of the Shalyah, it's different than the outside of the Shalrosh.
In the same order
as the other. In the same order. Written in the same order, yes. In the same order. Let's focus for a moment on the Shalrosh, but the same things will follow through to the Shalyah as well. So, the Gemara says, Kaddish Vayikir V'Yachol are on the right, Shema V'Hoyim Shemaya are on the left. Ask the Gemara, V'Tanya Yitzchak. As we know, nothing is straightforward in these things. V'Tanya Yitzchak. We've got a bracha the other way around. You say this way around, Kaddish Vayikir V'Yachol on the right, Shema V'Hoyim Shemaya on the left. So the Gemara, I've got a bracha to Tanya. The opposite. Okay, we can think of an easy answer when we come to right and left. Obviously, there's always two directions of right and left. I'm Rabbi, I'm Rekash. One is referring to the right of the person wearing the tefillin. One is referring to the right of somebody who's coming from the opposite, and so to speak, would be reading the parashas. Obviously, you can't read them because they're hidden inside. But if you were to be looking at them, one is focusing on his right. So, the right, my right, and the right of the person opposite, comes out to be the same. Just in a very agar type of way. Because we have something like this sort of Seder Mishnah, like in Megillah, for example, is very, they have a whole Seder set of Mishnah called Ein Bein. There's no difference between this and that, except X, Y, Z. And then the Mishnah wants to start that with one to do with Chodesh Adar and Purim. There's a whole series of things where there's no difference between this and that, except. So here the Mishnah in Menachos start out with a particular concept of something in Kodshim, where these things are ma'akiv there, there. If you don't have all of them, then it's not a mitzvah. Then it carries on to Tfilin. Abra Parashi is ma'akiv in there, there. And that's how the figures of Tfilin come in. Okay. So let's look at Rashi on this Gemara. Oh, one second. The last words of the Gemara finishes off by Koyre, Koyre Kesidron. The one who reads it Kesidron in its favor. You know, I'll summarize the Rashi outside. The Rashi explains it to me that we have these four parishes, Kaddish Li, Vahoshi, Yaakov, and Kaddish Li, which is the first out of the seven four, let's call it, is on the right from the point of view of somebody who is standing opposite the Meniyah. If I've got my tefillin on my head over here, Kaddish Li will be on this side, on my left, on the left of the Meniyah, on the right of the Koyim. Kaddish Li, Vahoshi, Yaakov. And then we've got the continuing parashas which you spoke about. Shema, Vahoyim Shamayim. So those are on the left of the reader, the one who's opposite, or on my right, on the right of the main Niyah. And now we have these words at the end of the Gemara about Kore, Kore, Kisidra. So Rashi says, and that means to add to us, might be possible, maybe one would have thought differently, that these four are the Sudar in such a way that one is reading them in the same Seder that they appear in the Torah. And that's how it goes. Kaddish, Vahoyekhi Yaakov, so the two of this week's parasha, Kaddish is first, Vahoyekhi Yaakov. Then the next one is Shema. And the final one is Vahoyekhi Shema, because Shema is earlier in the Torah, we found in Parsha Vahoyekhanel. And Vahoyekhi Shema, the final one, is we found in Parsha Eichet. So the Seder of the parasha is in the Tefillin, Kaddish, Vahoyekhi Yaakov, Shema, Vahoyekhi Shema, is exactly the same as it is to be found actually in the Torah. Goes through the same thing, and that actually indeed says is the meaning of those last few words by Kore, Kore, Kesidron. It now comes up, and the one reading it would be reading it Kesidron in the same Seder of the way one would find it written in the poem. However, Tosfos disagree. So it was asked a number of kashas on Rashi's Pirush. And Tosfos comes along differently. And he says, you know what? When it says at the end that Shema, Vahoyah, and Shemaya are on the opposite side, it splits it into these two groups, Kaddish, Vahoyah, Kiyaviyach, or Shema, Vahoyah, and Shemaya, what it means is, Kaddish, Vahoyah, Kiyaviyach is the same as Rashi. It's starting on this side, Kaddish, Vahoyah, Kiyaviyach. But Shema, Vahoyah, and Shemaya, it means to restart the group, now looking from the opposite side. So Shema is on the outside over here, and Vahoyim Shemaya is in the middle. Let's look at this in Tosfos inside. Tosfos Shav, fourth thing on the sheet. The Kosher Rabbein Tam, and the Farish Rabbein Tam, differently than Rashi. Kaddish Vahoy Kiviyach on me, and Min Shal Koyre. That's the same as Rashi. When we Shema Shal Koyre, have we Shema Mevachut, Vakra Vahoyim Shemaya Mevishnim. Shema is the most outer, and Vahoyim Shema is in the middle.
I mean, it's worth mentioning for me, is it put in the wrong order?
Would
it be possible?
Yes, we're going to come to that soon. If it's in the wrong order, it's possible. It's not just a question of the Chachil, if it's in the wrong order, it's possible.
And it's also the Sharia, would give it a difficulty in that order that
yes.
In
with the head. So there's going to be enough Chachil to the way you write the Sharia as well. First of all, the same Pirush of Elchananel, he quotes the same opinion in the name of earlier sources of Elchananel, the Chener of Haigoy, and the way to remember Rabbi Tam's order is Havayim the Vahoyon the Adobi are next to each other. Pirush Vahoyon Kiev Yaakov Vahoyon Shemaya. The Nimi is doing so good. Come down according to Rabbi Tam. The Seder is, if we're starting with my tefillah on my head here, it would start out with Kaddish over here, Vahoyon Kiev Yaakov, then Vahoyon Shemaya, and then Shema. So it comes out according to Rabbi Tam that the two Vahoyon are next to each other in the middle. That's what he says. The simon is Havayim Slahadot, the Vahoyot, next to each other. Not like Rashi, where it's Kaddish Vayaki Yaakov, Shema Vahoyim Shomayah. So the difference is in the Seder of those last two. The same says Rabbi Tam, the Chibbut Hagoyim Shikotim of Yosef Pelele. So he brings a number of earlier sources who held like him. So that's the main difference between the Rashi's filling and the Rabbi Tam's filling is in the Seder of these parishes, and they have this Masloikas. How to read the Gemara?
The question is, before them,
what let's look at that a little bit. It's hard to get to the bottom of this sort of mystery. But, first of all, one of the sources we discussed with this extent is the Bach. The Tebo Gedoyah, says the Bach, Loyla, Mitan Kushyazu, Yehe Rabbeinu Tam, Meshane, Seda HaKadmoyim, Ba'alachot HaParashiyaz Rabbatim. Rabbeinu Tam, even though the whole place was fully inside, he starts out with a number of Pshat catches on Rashi's approach. Yeah, similar to the style of normal points. And a different pshat. So the back, it's hard to hear that on the basis of this type of discussion, you're going to come and change the minhag of tefillin of the whole lot. You know, you've got everybody putting on tefillin like Rashi.
So Rashi came first.
Well, Rashi lived before it made his time, though. Not a long time before it made his time, though. He was his grandpa. So it's hard to hear that if you've got the whole world putting on tefillin like Rashi, and you open up the Gemara and think, well, I've got a few tashas on Rashi's chat. I think the chat in the Gemara is different. And now you're going to go around and tell everybody that you've got to change your tefillin.
You're going
to
run all the time.
Not Ishmael. It doesn't sound right. So these types of tashas are going to change how everybody's filling up. However, whatever theory is out there, the truth of the matter is, there are various times, because Michotoy, his main thing he's relying on, his main support, is Al Rabbeinu Shrira Goy, Rabbeinu Hai. Rabbeinu Tam didn't come in his generation and be Mechadish, a whole new idea, revolution, we're all going to change our spirit, everything exactly how it was. Much before Rabbeinu Tam's time, this school of thought existed. There were opinions who held that way, Rabbeinu Shrira Goy, Rabbeinu Hai Goy, Rabbeinu Chanano, Rabbeinu Yosef Pleibele.
But there's still a version.
So there was already an early opinion held this way. How far back it goes and where exactly it starts, that's still we don't get our teeth into. Shekach Kiblu Pirush writers, they have a very early Kabbalah that this is the Pshat. And Rashi surely also had a Kabbalah. So it goes back to a very, very early Masloikis. A very, very early Hoikim, some of whom we haven't even heard of, but very, very early Makoiris in Goyim, of people who held like Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam didn't just come and change. It seems that even before that time, there were extant two Minhagim in Am Yisrael. There were some people doing like this and some people doing like this. And Rabbeinu Tam, with his kashas on Rashi, was simply coming to find support for that minhag that already existed. There were two existing Minhagim already in the time of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi learned the simple pshat in the Gemara one way, like his chitta shitta is Rashi. But Rabbeinu Tam just shows him pshat. He found a rise to the other approach. I've looked a little further into the historical angle of this. This is something I didn't put this on the sheet, but there's something at the back of the Gemara called the Pitkei Tosfos. You always find at the end of every Masechta, one of the very first pages after the actual Gemara finishes, you'll find something called the Pitkei Tosfos. What's the Pitkei Tosfos? It's also a very early thought of somebody who went through all the Tosfos and summarized things that would come out of Tosfos la'alot. The thing which is, this is the conclusion of what Tosfos is saying. Something in Tosfos that can be long and complicated, and so you actually put your finger on something that is the conclusion of Tosfos, and this is what Tosfos would tell you is halacha. So the Pitkei Tosfos, he does his job for you. Every place where there's something in Tosfos, this is what Tosfos tells you that a lot, it's usually a one liner on each of the muscle of Tosfos. Tosfos holds X, Y, and Z. So, on this Tosfos of the Machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the Pitkei Tosfos notes that in Yerushalayim, and in Nahar Dor, there was a discovery of early pairs of tefillin, and they found tefillin both like the opinion of Rashi and like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So we don't get much hakorah from there, but we do find that this is obviously a very early question. But let's look at something which is brought as being a something that even earlier than those tefillin in Yerushalayim and in Nahar Dor. Look at this. As usual, we don't normally find in the halacha so much rise from historic discovery, but here we do find this book. So the motto, one of the Rishonim who discusses this topic, V'mog almak Rashi v'Rambam. He says the minag is mainly like Rashi and Rambam. We know that's definitely the main minag. The gal shalchu ksav me'eretz Yisrael. There was a letter received from Eretz Yisrael. Shalotlo bimo shal keve yechem. The matzeva, which covered the sefer, the keder of Yechezkel Hanovi, it broke or it fell or something, and underneath they discovered Umotsu Shom Tfilin Yishon, and they found their very old tfilin. So they had a look in the old tfilin, they were all fascinated to see the old tfilin, so let's see, are they like Rashi, are they like Rabbi Nitzan? The sefer Rashi Zal, and they found they were like the sefer of Rashi. So very, very early tefillin from the time of Yechezkel, very early indeed, and they found them to be like the Seder of Rashi. But there is a, as always with these things, there's a comeback as well. So what do the Rabbeinu Tam people say about it? This great discovery of these tefillin in the keder of Yechezkel, so they look like the tefillin of Rashi. So what do the Rabbeinu Tam people say? So there's the Drisha. What is the fortune to the Torah? The Shabbat is Yishen Mori. I heard in the name of my Rebbe, they live so say the Rabbeinu Tam. You cannot disprove Rabbeinu Tam's theory. Mimah Shemot to Tfilin, the Kelly Yechezkel to Divrei Rashi, from the fact that they found Tfilin like Rashi. Sha'adram, the Rabbeinu Tam mocked in the name, you know what Rabbeinu Tam would say? Rabbeinu Tam would say, excuse me, what are Tfilin doing inside the cave? Why did they put the Tfilin inside the cave of Yechezkel? That's an odd thing to do. When we put tefillin inside the cave, you should have put it on you, because they weren't any good. Here's your cost on those that are paid them.
That's true.
And the Catholic group of Kibra, because it's foreign tefillin. That's why you put it in his cave. Like foreign tefillin, you need boiled in his money, the Kibra shall tummy. That's what you do with things that are possible. You bury them alongside the tummy. So that's why they put them there.
And they assume that the suggestion of Rashi's opinion is
absurd? Well, yeah. And we'll come to this a bit more sharply soon. You already mentioned this before. If they're in the wrong tefillin, they're false. So this is an unusual type of machlokes over here. Each opinion holds that the other opinion is false. It's not like very often we have most machlokes that we come across are more like has one opinion is more lenient.
But it's somebody else.
The other opinion is not bad for me. The people who are lenient don't mind if you're more stringent. More stringent, be more stringent. They just hold it's not necessary.
There's nobody
else. Right, I mean, there's no nobody else. There's no room for maneuver. It's either one or the other. One is kosher and one is false.
At some point,
I don't have a good answer to that question. But this answer of the Drisha that they're possible. So that's why they put them there. Isn't such a grand answer, because at least let's look at the Shalrosh for a second. The Shalrosh, the four parishes are four separate sections. So if they're not good, so swap them around. Not such a great big riot. But you can't say to me that the reason they were going with them is because they were possible. They can't see that Rashi. So Rabbi Nitzan says, no, the reason they buried them is because they were possible. They were like Rashi, supposed to be like Rabbi Nitzan. But if they're supposed to be like Rabbi Nitzan, so why did they bury them? Just swap them around. Just fix it around.
You can?
Yeah, why not? Take them out, open it up, undo the stitching, and swap them around.
But then you have to rewrite the yad.
Oh, that's what they say. Maybe the proof was, maybe the discussion was all around the yad. That's the comeback that time. The yad isn't so simple to start swapping it around. And then the discussion is, you can't swap it around, you can cut it and re-sew it.
You have to rewrite one parchment and save the whole, but the image is the one parchment of the
That might not be suitable. Let's look at one further interesting quote which comes out according to Rabbeinu Tam. We've jumped through today, but let's go through the Mishnah Berurah on the next page. There is a halakha in Ksiva of Tfilin, supplies also to mezuzahs. They have to be written what we call Ksivra. They have to be written in the correct order. Now, what does it mean in the correct order? Now, it's accepted by the Poskim. In the correct order means they have to be written in the order that they appear in the Torah. Shema Avayim Shemaya. I'm sorry. Tadish Vayiki Viyato. Shema Avayim Shemaya. So they have to be written in that order. Even Rabbeinu Tam just had a machlokes with Rashi about the order in which they are placed in the Tfilin. But he agreed that they have to be written in the Seder that they appear in the Torah. So, for example, if you're writing the four parashas of the Rosh, if a Sotah is sitting down with his tzaf in front of him to write four parashas, four little pieces of tzaf for the Shal Rosh, you will have to write them in the order Tadish, Vayikir V'Yachol, Shema V'Hoyim Shemoyim, which effectively is the same Seder according to Rashi of how they're placed in the Tfilin. But when he comes to put them in the Tfilin, if they're going to be for Rabbeinu Tam, you swap them around. When you come to the Shaliyad, it becomes even more interesting, because the Shaliyad is all on one piece of cloth. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the order that they need to appear on the cloth at the end of the day is Kaddish, Vayikir V'Yachol, V'Hoyim Shamaya, Shema. That's the order which they have to appear at the end of the day on the cloth. But the order in which they have to be written is Kaddish, Vayikir V'Yachol, Shema, V'Hoyim Shamaya. So how do you deal with that? You have to skip out. You have to leave a space for V'Hoyim Shamaya. You have to write it in the Seder of Kaddish, V'Yikir V'Yachol. Then you skip a column. You leave that out for V'Hoyim Shamaya. You write Shema at the end. And then you go back and you write V'Hoyim Shamaya in the middle. So that at the end of the day, it will appear on the clock in the Seder of Rabbeinu Tam, but they have to still be written according to the Seder that they appear in the Torah.
The head one is probably one of the four. So how can we do this? You have a problem with one of the four on the
road. No, we can't normally replace one, unless maybe if it's the last one.
I had one replaced. There was one that had a legal problem, and I thought he replaced them. Someone then
checked me recently
and said,
well,
you have one
then it's
written
reading
the
much
divide, amazing. That's
also
one replaced. You can replace one. I don't
remember which one it is. Maybe it was the final one. The final one is always written last. In principle you can replace it.
I don't know. Rav Mendelovich. I mean, if you didn't replace it, you know,
I'm sure you know
right.
Right.
So, but it was replaced.
I presume it's the last one.
Yeah.
I'll put it back.
Okay.
There's a different deal. It's happening. Okay, let's just conclude by summarizing some of the halakhos that come out in this. So as we already stressed, the Gemara says the second last thing on the sheet, Amr Panana Lamara, Hektis Hashe itself, Sulat. If you swap the order, it's fine. So, this Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Shaila is a Shaila of heavy weight. They have to be in the right order in the Tfilin, and Rashi's Tfilin according to Rabbeinu Tam are possible, and Rabbeinu Tam's Tfilin according to Rashi are possible. So, how do we practice? So, we know, take down the Fossum, but actually, I've summarized a little bit of short. Well, okay, I've made it more brief. The Rashi Bar Rambam, he brings both opinions, and then he writes, Minna Ka Oilam to Rashi Bar Rambam. So, as we know, that is the main. So the mainstream track is like Rashi. The majority of Rishonim are like that, and most people who have one pair of Tfilin, their Tfilin are Rashi Tfilin. Yes, the Rambam also helps that way.
We have Shinnok issues in
the head.
You're really
cool.
What kind of
Tfilin
does he wear?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Pshat is like Rashi. However, everybody agrees that the psak, the basic psak, the most truth I think is like Rashi. Even people who put on two, for example, make a bracha on the Rashi.
Okay,
good. Now the Shulchan Aruch mentions that Yerei Shamayim Yetzei Yerei Shnei. We'll see more about this soon. at the first stage, Yerushalayim, you do it through Shnei. Now, how do you do that? The Shulchan Aruch mentions two ways. But you have to Shnei, two ways to say it. You have the Shnei, the one Eitzah, is to have two pairs of tefillin and put them both on, i.e., it means at the moment at the same time.
So
we've seen some people doing this.
See which kavanah do you have, on which tefillin you have the kavanah.
So you have the Urach, you have to have the kavanah of the type of tefillin. So whichever ones are the ones which are kosher, they're the ones. And the ones that are possible, they're just, and therefore there's just some sort of straps that you put. The Yeshayim, he says on the second line, for the engine, but Yuchal Aliyah for that is a funny point. That difficult. Aliyah shall Rashi be a Boris Aleh. You put on Rashi first to make the drop of you, Allah, we shall finish from our skill. But I can't say Aliyah shall be in time below drop. A further Allah which comes out of this, all this background, when Aliyah share the Gubri, it's the kid's effort. You cannot put these two pairs of fillin in the same bag.
Oh,
not just because you don't want to have a mix up.
Oh.
One thing. But for another reason, she'echod me'em hu choyu ba'ofelam yichay v'kit tefillin. We know that the bag of tefillin has a certain kedusha. It's not allowed to be used for other purposes. Yeah, you can't take your tefillin bag and keep switches in it. So, hu hadin, the same thing follows through, that you cannot keep in your bag of Rashi tefillin your own tzav tefillin. And the same vice versa. Why? Because there is a hashash on each one. If you are pushed to the top, if each one thinks that the other one maybe is closed. So if it's closed, that bag doesn't have to be sure to spin it. And the bag which keeps the real spinning in it does have to be sure, so you can't put it in the opposite type of spinning.
Wow.
So you have to have two separate bags.
Wow.
Now, one final thing, which the Lord says, this idea of putting on two pairs of spinning, lo yalta kein ela misha muktu kum upusum bachatidu. To put on two pairs of tefillin should only be done by somebody who is fully sort of worthy and keeps it in your name of chassidus and it's sure it's in other areas, that it shouldn't look like a type of sort of pride. You are a Mexicuro, that's very much the term that's used over here. So most people say that this is mainly applied in places or in shuls where it's not the minhag, mainly to put on a really tight spinet. So let's say Ashkenaz shul. So right here, one person, something to die, one time a day, he walks into shul with his new shiny arranged hand spinet. So that's just a shikul Mexico euro. Here, nobody puts on the arranged hand spinet. And you think you're the great tzaddik to start putting on a arranged hand spinet. That's an impersonal really wants to do it. He can do it privately at home without anybody else seeing. But in a place where some of the Hasidim or some of the Sfarim who are going to put him on in there, sure, everybody puts it on, then there's no Mexico Euro. Mexico Euro is in a place where people don't generally put it on, and it's considered like a certain pride to be the sudden yoke who comes putting it on. And if one wishes really to be Matlin, one could be Matlin privately. I know it's not the same. I'm not that aware. I don't think so, no. It's accepted, I think, by God, I'm used to it, the Ikka Hadin.
The language is so strong between kosher and puzzle that
yeah, it's very unusual.
It
would all be
required to wear a boat.
Right, you're saying you can hear where it's coming from to be kosher from over here. But it seems to be firmly accepted by Am Yisrael, the Ikka Hadin, the Psaki Flat Rush. And as you said, even the people who put on two pairs, everybody is accepting that the brothel is made on Rashi's filling.
That's just a. Another news article.